Today's podcast is sponsored by Supraliminal Films. Supraliminal Films are films that are so fucking good, there isn't even an adjective alive that could describe it. That's right. So, go watch some Supraliminal fucking films, will you? Supraliminalfilms.com.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
I have a couple movie ideas.
Okay.
Pitch. I think you guys would appreciate it. First, I want to start a website where basically remake films with bee puppets. Like hand bee puppets. Like a, you know, like, I don't know, like a Jurassic
I love it already.
Park,
I literally love it already.
And everything is obviously just puppets. Bees. Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, like, you could do a bee volleyball and Tom Hanks in Castaway. And then I had some original movie ideas for the bee puppets. Vietnam. So basically a Vietnam remake with bee puppets. You think, you know, you got a bee shooting a 50 cal out of a, you know, helicopter. The antennas are flopping back and forth from a recoil.
Do they ever address the fact that they are bees?
Or
they
just no,
kinda just
no,
like,
no.
You're kind of just like, hey, it's Vietnam.
It's just Vietnam. And see, every different country, bees are... Bees are represented differently. So Americans are like bumblebees.
Yeah.
They're big and they're tough and they're consumer related.
No, wait, they should be wasps.
Well,
get it?
No.
And then,
white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
North Korea was going to be like wasps because they're evil and the wasps are kind of evil. And then South Korea was going to be like the humble honeybee.
Oh my god.
Or South Vietnam and North Vietnam. Yeah. So that's what I was thinking. I was like, that would be a really good idea. And then I had another idea for the bees to do like a political movie. What was the name of that one? Human Beings. So basically, it's like two hives, and the one is running out of pollen to make honey for their community to thrive. And you make it more like a city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a bunch of bee puppets with lax ties in a war room. Like we have to invade the other hive. And we can't! They're bees, damn it! You know, like...
You've clearly put some thought into this. So, I have a question. How many drugs do you do, and where can I get them?
So, I'm actually straight edge.
Well, that's a funny question, then. I do apologize.
Don't apologize. Just don't. Yep, and then we had a couple movie ideas that were unrelated.
We had one. It was
just a couple.
This is my favorite. Basically, and we haven't talked about this in a while, so might forget a couple parts of it. But basically, Hitler is a robot sent back in time the year 4000. He's sent back in time, and he's supposed to kill this one dude, just one person.
So it's like a Terminator,
sort of, but. Basically, he's supposed to kill this one dude that destroys humanity. I mean, Terminator's obviously like the whole machine.
Right.
He's sentenced to kill one dude that fucks all this shit up. And he goes back in time and his fucking like circuits are scrambled. And he's like, oh shit, I don't remember who it was. All I remember is he was a Jew. Now here's the thing about that.
And Holocaust.
Here's the thing about that, though. We don't know if that's not true.
Yeah, that's very true. That's true. We don't know that.
We don't know.
It's true.
And unless you dissect Hitler's robot body.
They saved Hitler's brain.
No, it's good because...
Well, we had a human brain.
It's a great idea because you laugh.
Man.
You laugh, then you feel guilty. And then you're like, oh, wait, we don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a really complex how it makes you feel, yeah.
I'm glad we could do that.
Pretty deep.
And then we wanted to make the saddest movie ever.
Oh, and boy. That wasn't it.
No, that was a comedy.
A heartwarming story of why the Holocaust happened.
It's more like a dark, like lighthearted comedy.
This is
a dark, lighthearted comedy.
With a little bit of romance in
it. Gray-hearted comedy.
I really want to hear about the saddest film ever.
Okay, so basically, what is the saddest animal or the most... The films that have animals that are really depressing? Horses.
Mm-hmm.
There's 100 films where you're like, that is fucking sad, and it's got a horse in
and
it.
The horse in slow motion and the sad music, and you're like, it's so sad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And it's just a commercial.
If they hurt, you have to destroy them.
Yeah,
that's true. If they get hurt, you
can only
kill
do
them.
So much for the horse.
Yeah, so we got a guy, he's downtrodden on life, he's a dick to everybody, he lives in a big city, gets turned into a horse. So, and then he's a horse in the city. So he gets put.
So you're gonna cast Sarah Jessica Parker?
we were talked about that.
Okay.
Good. And he gets sent to a ranch because you can't have a horse in the city. It doesn't work. So he's on a ranch. He falls in love with the girl who takes care of the horses on the ranch.
And she can sense that this guy's
There's something different about this horse.
And he's not a regular horse.
He makes friends with all the other horses. And, you know, he's like, I understand what life's about, and I want to be happy, I want to be a person again. So he goes back to this,
Some kind of magic man.
Some
kind of warlock or something.
He did wrong by this guy.
A magician.
Guy turned him into a horse.
Those guys frequent ranches.
Yep. So he goes back, and he's like, hey, listen, you know, I'm a horse now, I understand the lesson you taught me, can you change me back? And he goes, fine. I forgot about the part. Alright. So he goes, fine. He's like, he changes him back. But what he doesn't know is that the girl wants to be a horse that he's in love with. So she goes and she gets turned into a horse.
Because she's like, I want to be with this. I want to know what's up with this dude,
yeah.
You know?
And so she
loves giant dick.
Yes, clearly. Yes, yes. Yeah. She wants to blow the horse. She can't blow the horse.
So
it's wrong.
So he goes back.
You ever see a horse blow another horse? Horses aren't getting blown unless it's my people.
No, but as a person. She's like, I can't blow this horse.
But that's the only way.
She has a small mouth, genetically.
Oh, okay.
She physically can. It's illegal. Yeah.
Yeah. So she gets turned into a horse. She goes to the ranch to meet the one horse. He gets turned back into a person. He goes to the ranch to find her. So he starts taking care of all the horses. And he can kind of sense that there's something with this new horse. So,
Or they're just buds. Nah, he doesn't sense them. He's like, this is a nice horse, okay. And yeah. He's not the brightest dude ever.
So
he don't know what's going on.
He winds up taking care of all of his friend horses that now are at this ranch. And we were talking that, you know, the girl who gets turned into a horse falls in love with one of his friend horses. And then they get into an argument by a cliff. And we were talking that he actually throws the horse, which we cast as Jake Gyllenhaal, as the horse. Horse friend, horse best friend.
He no one likes him.
The Jake Gyllenhaal it's best true. Friend horse off the cliff shooting the rocket launcher.
That took a turn. That took a turn.
That's a director's cut. That's like bonus footage. But probably more like the horse charges at him and he moves and the horse falls off the cliff and he feels like it's his fault. So he just killed his best friend.
The whole part there, I was never on board. That's Dave's little idea.
That's my jam. I wanted to kill one of the best friend horses. So, then, while he's killing his best friend horse, the lady horse, who he's in love with, comes out, and while looking for him and the best friend horse, she breaks her leg. And as him as the horse caretaker, her leg never gets better, he actually puts her down, not knowing she's the lady he's in love with.
She's the farmhand that he's in love with.
So finally, after killing two horses, he leaves the ranch, and he goes back to the wizard, and he's like, hey, listen,
you gotta find this girl.
You gotta find this girl. I will do whatever you want. I don't care, you can turn me into a lobster, horse lobster, any kind of horse lobster combination, and I will do whatever you want.
Acceptable.
So he's the...
Yeah, really.
The wizard goes, here, all I want you to do is I want you to take this package, this briefcase to this address. And he goes, and I'll tell you where the girl is. So he goes to the address, 312 Woff Avenue. So he goes to the address...
Not the address.
And he's like, okay, I'm here. And, you know, he's got a note that he's supposed to open when he gets there. And it says, he opens the note and it tells him where the location of the girl is. And she's in the warehouse. And he finds the crate she's in. He opens it and it's the dead horse. And he's like, oh no, like, he's like, I can't believe I killed her. She's a horse. And you know, the wizard shows up. And he's like screaming. He's like, what did you do? He's like... You're the one who killed her, buddy. Like, fuck you, dude. Like, what do you expect? You fucking shot her in the face.
Can the warehouse be a glue factory?
It can.
All right,
it can. That's even better.
Like, I also have a somewhat alternate ending of what Dave's going, but...
Okay, so, and then the wizard's like, open the briefcase. And, you know, the guy's distraught and he doesn't know what to do. He killed his friend. He killed the girl he loved. He's not even a horse anymore. And it's a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And the wizard's like, you know what to do. The wizard leaves. He blows his brains out. Movie ends.
Now, my ending was basically he goes to this, like, factory, or wherever it's at,
the glue factory.
He finds out that he killed the girl. The wizard doesn't show up. He just opens a briefcase. He just was like, fuck it, I'm opening a briefcase. And he's like, boom, gun, blows his brains out. No wizard involved in the end. Just like, boom, fucking sad as shit, fades to black, over.
It makes you realize how powerful the wizard was. He knew the whole time it was going
to
happen.
Yes, exactly. Well, he's a wizard. Also, I sold my creative rights to this movie to Jack for a Mountain Dew.
Yeah. So I make all the money.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if you guys want in on it, I'm taking investments now.
You own the publishing and the licensing?
All right. I own the whole thing. Creative, everything.
Yeah, we can work that
also, too. We want to do a serious hospital drama. Starts out, guy farts himself into a coma.
It's going to happen one day. It's going to happen.
Serious hospital drama.
And then from that, when he goes to the hospital, he's in the coma, it completely turns off of him and onto this very serious hospital drama.
I like that.
I figured a guy in a coma, Rob Riggle.
Yes.
I don't like him.
Why? Who doesn't like Rob Riggle? Why?
How do you like Rob Riggle?
Chief of Medicine, Tom Skerritt.
That's pretty good.
Ridiculous.
It's not a bad idea. It's certainly not a good one, but it's not a bad one.
And then we had talked about the horse movie in detail before with Mandel
like
and Tim.
This is like the fifth time it's been told on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put it up again like it's brand new.
Tim came up with the name Powder Cake 3, Off to the Races.
Three, Off to the Races.
Yes.
That sounds like one of our titles.
And there's no first or second one. You just got to use your imagination. No.
Just go with the third.
I like how it had this sequel tagline despite being the first one.
That's right.
Powder Cake 3, Off to the Races. We actually, was it our most recent episode?
Yeah,
was
the
sequel?
Episode
was we did one where we made a sequel to something that didn't have a sequel, and we used another sequel's tagline.
Nice.
Yeah. Big on those taglines. I mean, you know, big 80s movies
I actually
fans,
have a whole list right here.
Of the tag. Oh, you brought that notebook this week.
Yes, I did.
Oh, whoa. You're better at podcasting now.
There's more people you had to impress them.
And I just remember
I brought a spiral notebook.
I thought about bringing a spiral notebook.
I have like three of them.
But then I realized I have a smartphone, and I put notes in my smartphone.
I was going to do that, but I didn't, so here I am.
We're still analog. Even though we record a podcast that people get on the internet with their digital devices. We're still quite analog.
We have a tendency to get distracted if we're allowed to.
For the right price, we'd transcribe it.
For the right price, yeah. The right price would have to be quite high.
We'll hire a stenographer. And we'll just have a stenographer.
Works for Preston Steve.
Boom. Yeah, we'll get that. Yeah. And then we'll get Todd Glass.
That would be terrific.
And would be about as organized as what we do.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Fit right in.
Yeah. Todd Glass would definitely be just perfect for this.
Yes.
Do like Todd Glass.
Yeah.
He's funny man. Funny man, Todd Glass.
Get him to bring his own theme song, too. We got movie ideas.
Clearly.
Yeah, they have more movie ideas than we do.
And that's a shame, because we make movies.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
we've brought shame and dishonor to our profession.
Yeah.
We're getting paid for this.
All right, we've brought shame and dishonor to our number...
Hobby?
Three hobby.
Yeah. I guess we better start making.
Well, there you go. I mean, you guys, you know, you got a couple idea guys. Boom! Yeah. We're gonna push you guys off the edge and shoot you with a rocket launcher.
That's right.
Like falling off the cliff wasn't.
I totally did not see that coming. I have to be obvious.
Making beep.
I think it's visually spectacular, though.
Actually, yeah. You know what? I'd love to, if we could ode to Warzone. We could have the Jake Gyllenhaal horse parkour off. Off the cliff, and then you know the main character will shoot him with a rifle.
I don't know why
in mid park.
Yeah, I don't know why you haven't started calling him Jake Gyllenhorse, but that's just me.
I will from now on.
Yeah,
when I saw that Punisher movie, I was crying. I was laughing so hard during that part.
It's
it
pretty bad.
A lot
but
of
yet, it's fun to watch, though. Which one? Like, there's some Warzone.
Oh, God,
it's totally fun to watch.
No. It's
what's your opinion on the Tom Jane?
It's Punisher. Okay. The I best Punisher awesome. Movie is the Dolph Lundgren one.
That's reasonable.
Yeah,
that's
really well. Dolph Lundgren's like he's great, and so having him in there made it that much better. Like, it could have been a worse film, but would have been better because of him.
He could have worn a skull shirt at any point.
I mean, at least with the Tom Jane one, it wasn't like, hey, here's $50 to make a Punisher movie. And he's like, all right, let's do it, and just fucking no script, just
Dolph Lundgren just kicking stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Warzone was obnoxious, but I thought it was fun to watch.
It was so hilarious.
It was hilarious.
But he said brother too many times in the film, though. Yeah. If they could cut the brothers in half, the film would be 10 times better.
All those half-black people. That's how you get half-black people.
Now we're stuck with a bunch of bros, though. Is that better?
Bro.
If you take all those brothers and, you know, and bros, you get a decent mix.
That's true.
If he did switch it up, if the crazy guy switched it up and was like, instead of being like, all right, brother, instead of just putting like, all right, bro, like, it would be so, it would just be
Hulk
better.
Hogan write the script?
Every time I say brother,
Terry, brother.
If I say brother, it's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean,
you gotta understand it.
Is this Terry Bollea? Oh, you got Terry, brother.